The problem is this. Raising the Blue Lake Dam by 80 plus feet is going to cost more than the city of Sitka had planned. The community has already requested more funding from the state legislature.
But we won't be able to find out,
says City Finance Director Jay Sweeney,
what, if any, of that assistance we will receive until the next calendar year, until springtime.
And the bills will start coming in before then. So Sitka is off to the bank, as it were, for a loan. The Alaska Municipal Bond Bank is an arm of the state's Department of Commerce. It makes direct loans to municipalities for big projects, and at the end of this month, city officials are going to ask the bond bank for another $30 million. Now, that part isn't really a surprise. The city had planned to borrow additional funding for the project anyway, but Sweeney told the assembly that the bond bank wants a little more information.
Their board of directors would be very reluctant to want to take on lending more money in stages unless they knew the total amount of the possible exposure that could come to them.
In other words, Sitka needs to tell the bank just how much the city could possibly need if no money shows up from the state. That number is somewhere north of $80 million.
By doing that, we are handing ammunition to the people who will not be supporting us.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen.
The more work we do to cover this, if the state doesn't come through, the less likely it is the state's going to come through.
Christensen worries that lawmakers from other parts of the state will look at the city's request to bond the entire cost of the project and say Sitka doesn't need any more state funding. He wanted to move the meeting into executive session to discuss strategy. Both the Daily Sitka Sentinel and KCAW requested the conversation be held in public, and assembly members decided to stay out in the open. Here's Assemblymember Michelle Putz.
We all have seen most of these numbers, and I don't foresee us coming up with a better strategy in the next half hour. I think this is what we're almost stuck with.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett agreed and said the stakes could not be higher.
You know, what we're hearing is that this is the only way the bond bank's going to really consider it. If the bond bank says no to us, then sort of end of project. And we can't really put ourselves in that position because we don't really have a choice about this. We have to have this project go. So we have to follow the recommendations of the bond bank.
The assembly ultimately gave unanimous support to going to the bond bank and disclosing the $80 million, knowing that city officials are only going to ask for $30 million.
I think the only option we have is to pass this as the bond bank wants it, hope to heck they say yes to us as a fallback, and then go to Juneau and speak our case.
Millions of dollars already spent on the Blue Lake project are riding on that case, and city officials will probably spend the early part of 2013 hoping a check shows up from the legislature. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.